Morning, everybody. Good morning, people. Woo Bear. Good morning, PC, Salad Gamer. We have a couple people in the chat already. That's awesome. Good morning. This is going to be a fairly short one. I know I've said that in the past, and absolutely it hasn't been. But I got a lot of allergies right now, and I got a lot of family stuff I got to do today. But I wanted to just write jokes with you. I wanted today to be a day because I was looking through yesterday's live stream, and I was looking at all the comments, and man, so many of you guys are so funny that I was like, I'm gonna use the Bears as a wicked resource. I'm not sick, by the way, so don't worry about high-fiving me this weekend. This isn't a bug. This is a weird pollen that I'm not used to, I think. Anyway, and the feedback of yesterday's Roseanne video was awesome. I thought I was gonna get rocked because I took an angle on it that I believe, it's not an angle, it's just what I believe, and that I didn't see it, not even the left, I didn't see people on the right, middle, up, or down taking the angle that it wasn't actually racist, and it was overwhelmingly agreed with in the comments. So thank you guys for writing nice things, because that one I thought I was really going out on a limb, and apparently I think the majority of people probably agree with me. Someone even wrote something that I might add to a joke. Someone said, when I was a kid, my dad used to end the happy birthday song with, you look like a monkey and smell like one too. Is that racist? And my dad did the same thing. You look like a monkey and smell like one too is how we ended the happy birthday song. And that's why I think people should be really wary of saying everything is racist, because it transmits this thought that's so dark that kids don't think about. Like little kids don't think black people are monkeys. That's such an old, dumb thing. And it's not exclusive to black people. The Irish, you could easily make a case, same with the Scottish, had just as hard of a historical run. I mean, they were colonized by the British. They were enslaved by the British for 1,000 years. They were brought as slaves to America. They were depicted as monkeys in cartoons. Charles Darwin, the origin of species originator of the theory of evolution, said that the Irish were the lowest subspecies in the world, including black people. So, and most Americans are related to Irish. I'd say, I can't give a number, but not 80% of white people have some Irish blood in them in America. The Irish are a major DNA component of America. So I think that's one reason why a lot of people are just not buying this whole calling someone a monkey is racist thing. Now, is Roseanne foolish? And the fact that she apologized and maybe she was just being an Ambien-induced maniac? Yeah, of course. But there's a deeper issue with it. Anyway, so I have the jokes I want to write today are mostly about being a dad. My next hour special, I think, I'm going to go back to my roots and talk about relationships and parenting and stuff like that, because that's my favorite thing, is communication between men and women, and now communication with a new kid. There's a lot of good stuff there. And Amy just sent out the location for the show in Portland and Richland. And we just opened up 50 more tickets for Portland, because I've been getting a lot of emails about that show, that people want to come and they're bummed they didn't get tickets. So we opened up 50 more. Hugepianist.com. Bellevue, we can't do more tickets. It's way, way, way sold out. And that one, I can't even do more. Like, I, looking back, like at Pittsburgh and a couple of these other places, I could have oversold them because the venue had to change. And there's just no, with those numbers, there's no way everyone's going to go. And people are going to get confused because there's a venue change. These ones don't have venue changes. Like, I'm done with that. Like, I'm not touring like that anymore, where I book myself at, or I rent out like a super liberal theater, and then I get kicked out. That's not happening anymore. So these ones will be like packed. Hey, Big Bear, I'm doing stand-up Sunday. If I send you the recording, would you be willing to provide feedback? Yeah, if you do it right now, send it to whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Raphael, can't really watch live very often because of work. Stonemason. Oh, stonemason. That's awesome. I want to learn more about stonemasonry. Anyway, but love what you do. Say as well as the community you have created. Oh, dude, I'm a lucky man. Thank you. Could I get verified as Galicia Bear? Yes, welcome, Galicia Bear. Thank you and love to you and the Bears. Oh, you're the best. I want to learn more about stonemasonry. I'm obsessed. Like, when you see a really cool outdoor fireplace and you know it was built by the hands of men, I get so impressed by that. It's just such an unbelievable skill to have, to be a stonemason. And that's kind of what I want to get into is education. I want to figure out how to really teach my kids stuff. And I think one thing that I would love to do, like, for example, if you were in my area, I'd want to send my boy out to help you for free. Obviously for free. They'd be like a dumb little kid. Not that he's dumb, but you know what I'm saying? Dumb to the skill. And then they could learn. I would do that. Listen, I'm moving to Washington State. So if any of you guys have skills or like I want to get into bees and I want to get into, I want to become a better builder and I want to get more into farming. So if any of you guys do that stuff and just want a bear to help you, apprentice, I'm in. I don't want to die an old man, hopefully, knock on wood, without some of these skills that I've always wanted to have. So let me know. And what else did I have to tell you guys about? I'm going to read the PayPals that came in, the paypal.me/feedthebear. There's some good notes here that I'm going to get through. And I will go over some jokes. All right. So Portland, 50 extra tickets, hugepianist.com, Bellevue, way oversold, and Richland. We'll still sell tickets for maybe another 5 hours because it's tomorrow. And we have to do a list. That's what it is. Your email is all you need. Like, when you buy a ticket, you don't get a ticket or need to print anything. You literally just get put on a list, and then at the door, just say your name, and that's it. It's the easiest way that we figured out to do it. That way I can rent venues. Like, I could rent an industrial space and be fine. It doesn't need a box office. That's the way we got around that. And it's a bit of a learning curve. At first, people don't really understand. They think something went wrong. They're like, I bought a ticket, and I never got a ticket. But now people, I think, are starting to get it. Because, you know, I'll write back or Amy will write back. But it's the way to do it. Because the whole box office thing is, it's run by commies. All right. So let me read two of these PayPals. And paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to write the bear a note. And then let's just write some jokes. And please, please, please comment on this video any ideas you have for any of these premises. Because I have an unbelievable resource and it's you guys. Well, Arrow is out there. That show Arrow, this is their writing staff. It's a bunch of girls. Not that girls can't be funny or good writers, but if you're writing a show about a dude with a bow and arrow, you need some dudes. You don't want predominantly girls. That's why the show Arrow sucks. Because like every episode is just like, on an all new Arrow, he apologizes to a girl even though he was definitely right. And then everyone realizes that everyone's really a winner if you tie your shoes. It's just awful. So I have figured out that a lot of the populace that is drawn to me and my comedy and my message and my family and my videos are way, way, way funnier or better writers than a lot of these idiots in Hollywood. Can you imagine a Samantha Bee writer's room where you just sit around and you pitch Samantha Bee jokes? You're like, hey, Samantha Bee, I got a new joke. Everyone's like, it better be about Trump. And it better have already been done. And it better be like no one cares. It's just so please write in the comment section on YouTube. This is also streaming on Vimeo. I got that back going just to be safe. I have no strikes on YouTube. And I think I kind of beat that hurdle. But you just never know. Better safe than sorry. And Vimeo is good to me in a time when YouTube wasn't. And I've already had a long morning. I slept a lot. I went to bed early, but I already did my writing session with Crowder and not Gay Jay. So I've been going all morning. All right, let's look at some of these PayPals. It's from Ellie. If you ever really want a spec script for a movie or have something specific in mind for one, let me. It would blow my fucking mind if I was able to help write a script for you. Dude, of course. I've gotten a lot of emails in the last few days that I haven't been able to get to, but that's the plan. The fact that I don't need to do much for Unbearable News Network, that's all you guys. I haven't really done much at all for that. I just got it going and assembled a good squad, and now it's just off and running. It's sick. And I see a lot of the joy it brings you guys to be able to write these fake news articles and just be a part of something, be a part of the creative process. And it gets, the website gets tons of visitors and stuff now. It's so cool. And then hugepianist.fun was made by Genghis Bear. He's also part of the Unbearable News Network squad. You guys just like doing stuff, and that's just like me. It's so cool to see. And yeah, if you write a movie, or we all want to write a movie together, I'm way into it. Mr. Benjamin, my name is Michael. I am a longtime fan of conservative podcasters such as Shapiro, Crowder, and Peterson, if he can be included in that group. Yeah, he's Canadian. He always says that he's like, I don't know. He's Canadian, though. So I've listened to many of your podcasts and stand-up, and I'm a huge fan of your comedy. You genuinely make me laugh. As the funny guy, I'm in my unit. I think that's high praise. I'm a UH-60 Black Hawk pilot in the U.S. Army. Oh, man, you're awesome. Currently deployed in Afghanistan. God bless, my friend. I only say this because I want you to understand the full meaning when I say that you display as much bravery, fortitude, and valor as I do when you voice your opinion in the realm of which you draw your livelihood as much as I do when I'm flying flight lead on an air assault into a Taliban-held area to fuck up some mofos. By the way, that's not true. You're way more brave than me. I know people think that speaking listen, theoretically, you're right in a way, but not really. Like, you're way more brave than me. You just got to trust me on that one. Even though you just told me to trust you on your, we'll trust each other. I'm married with no children, and I lay as much on the line as you do in regards to losing our livelihood when you voice these truths, which are not popular in your career. I just want to let you know that I appreciate everything you're doing with your platform to fight for sanity in this apparently insane world. I'd like to remind you of something I reminded myself when I get scared or stressed when I'm flying into an unsecured LZ or somewhere I know an asshole is waiting to put an RPG up my ass. Everyone wants to be a gangster until it's time to do some gangster-ass shit. CW2, Michael Horton. Oh, dude, you're the man. That was a beautiful thing you just wrote me, and you're wrong, though. You're way more brave than me. I would piss my pants. Just being in a helicopter, I find scary. Brendan. Oh, and the big bear teeth, the lips revealed as a sheath. I think the ecstatic joy that a child can achieve in a simple tune and the same emotion experienced by a sophisticated listener in a more developed melody can serve the same experience across very different forums. Yeah, I gotta think about what you're saying on this one. That one's like a thinker one. I gotta get into it. Jordan, you of course mean a bear cub to help you. Please say child labor force, South Park Chinese accent. Child labor force? Chinese accents make me laugh my ass off. You of course mean a bear cub to help you. Yeah. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about at this point. All right, let's talk jokes. So, and please comment if you have any ideas. I want to do a joke about how Walter is like Groot and my wife is like that little raccoon guy. And I think a lot of people will relate to that about how the mother seems to understand the nonsense of like a two-year-old. Like Walter will be like, "Hey, Doc." And I'm like, aim? And she's like, "Oh, he says he wants some chocolate milk and some and his shoes tied." Like, literally, it's like that. Like, I don't understand what he's saying, except when he says coconut. He goes, coconut. But just to have, like, the mom has Groot, or in my generation, it was a Wookiee. You know, it was Chewbacca. He'd be like, hur-hur-hur. And Han Solo would be like, oh, he says he's upset with you. And I think with video, that could be super funny. Another one I want to do is we're down to one car right now, and one car has changed a lot of things in my life, because now that I have a two-year-old and a pregnant wife and one car and I want to get somewhere, I never thought in my life I had to wait. Yeah, I expected that I'd wait for like a woman who has to get ready or sometimes you have to wait, but I never thought I'd have to just wait in my car to go someplace I really want to go because someone had just shit their pants and really needs to be cleaned. Like, the fact that he shit his pants takes precedent over the fact I really need to get to the store before it closes. But he felt he deserved a pants shit. And then now we have to focus on that as we wait for Dada, who really, really wants to get to the store before it closes. There's something there. There's something about talking to a kid like an adult. Like, I don't need a shrink because I have a 2-year-old that doesn't understand most of what I'm saying. So I can just sit with them and just say anything where it's like, if you ever think about how I don't have an example right now, but that there's something there where it's like, I just tell my kid everything, but make sure I use really big words so that they don't understand. I want to do something about now that I'm banned from Twitter for life. The only thing I really miss is clearing up things. Like, people can just say anything they want about me and now I can't say anything back. And I'm like, it's kind of like being Napoleon. Like, being Napoleon, like, just life before Twitter, people could just say stuff about you. Like, Napoleon wasn't even short. He was 5'9". Napoleon was actually tall. Calling Napoleon short was a slanderous propaganda campaign to emasculate Napoleon because he was kicking so much ass. He really wasn't short. And he couldn't go on Twitter, like, at Napoleon kicking ass. He couldn't be like, well, here's a pic with me and... here's me standing next to Beethoven. Look, I'm talking Beethoven. Ha! Like, you can't clear anything up. Like, if someone just kept calling Napoleon short, there's nothing you can do about it. And I feel like that on Twitter sometimes, where it's like, and Benjamin, his career is over. And I want to just be like, oh, really? Because check out this picture of another sold-out show. But I can't because I'm kicked off, so now I'm Napoleon. There has to be an ending to that one, but... how much would it suck to come back as Napoleon and you realize that everyone's been calling you short all this time? And it's almost like coming back as Hitler and having everyone think that you did something wrong. That's not what I believe, obviously. We have to understand that we're right now, we're in joke zone. So this isn't Owen doing political commentary. Man, I might have to stay away from Hitler just because we're in an era where sarcasm just doesn't play great. My audience will get it, though. But, like, after someone coming back to clear something up, I think I have to use a reference that's really crazy. Because Stalin is obviously as destructive, if not more destructive than Hitler, as far as body count, as far as everything. He lasted a lot longer. He was a real monster. But he didn't have 3,000 movies made about how awful he is. It's all about just brand recognition. That's why everyone brings up Hitler. It's not because... I would bring up the Armenian genocide, but no one knows the Muslim Turk that led them into the wilderness to die. It's about brand recognition. You say Coke or Pepsi, you don't say Dr. Pip or Mr. Pip. That's why Hitler will always be the brand of the bad guy, because of just simply name recognition. And I think it was because we had to align with Stalin to beat Hitler. We called him Uncle Joe. And that was the last war that we had that was not declared a police state, a police action or something like Korea or, I don't know what Vietnam was called right now. I have way too many allergies to think. But we had the parade, the victory, all that stuff. So the worse your enemy looks, the bigger the win. So that's why it was easy to start that train going. But what he did isn't that unique. Like Pol Pot in Cambodia, I mean... horrifying, just truly horrifying. And people don't even think about Pol Pot. Or Mao Zedong made Hitler look like Ben Affleck. I'm fascinated by the whole who gets the evil brand and why. Because I don't think it's a big conspiracy. I don't think there's something like big that they're hiding. That's why I think there are Holocaust deniers. I used to think it was because people couldn't handle the concept of something that horrifying happening. So it was almost like a denial. And then I started thinking it's because people are overselling one genocide over a ton of other genocides. And so people, you get the feeling like you get the most flack when you're over a target. So why is it that we're putting so much attention on one and not other ones? But I think it's more for what I just described. I think it was a big win for America. And Joseph Stalin still had power and was killing. Like the late 40s and 50s was some of the biggest kill times for Russia and then China. So we didn't want to bring a lot of attention to that, about the starvations in Ukraine and all that stuff, because we had sided with that guy. Like, imagine if you're playing 2-on-2 basketball and then that guy turns out to be like a serial killer. Now that's a horrible example. You get it. But the fact we had sided with Stalin means that we couldn't really bring a lot of light to him or Mao because we were with that guy. I think that probably happened in America a bit because we had armed the Taliban to fight Russia in like the 70s and 80s. And then when Osama bin Laden started doing his shit, I think at first we were like, we didn't want to bring any attention to it because you could quickly see pictures of like the bin Laden family with the Bushes and shit. And I think people were always just trying to direct away from old alliances. And Hitler was a perfect one because he was populist. So that means he came from the soldier class, the working class. So he was easy to hate because he wasn't aligned with other elites. Like World War I was a fight between one family. You know, you look at the Tsar's family in Russia and then the Queen in England and the leader of Germany, what the hell's wrong with me? Wilhelm? I don't know. You look at all these places, they're all like cousins. So you can't really demonize a blood relative so brutally as you can just a guy who came from the ranks of World War I. And what I'm saying right now isn't at all controversial or offensive. And I'm sure that some people are thinking like, whoa, Big Bear is saying some crazy stuff because he might be justifying Hitler. No. Listen to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. It's like, that's why I loved him so much. Because years ago when he was talking about how at some point there will be someone who rewrites the angle on Hitler and says all the good things he did. And he's like, because that's always what happens. And then he went through, because it was the one about Genghis Khan. It was the wrath of Khan 1 through 6. Unbelievable. Highly recommend you listen to that podcast. But Genghis Khan killed 50 million people. He like destroyed entire tribes off the map, like whole bloodlines gone forever just to expand, just to crush. Same with Alexander the Great. Same with Julius Caesar. These guys are genocidal. Every last one of them. And now we talk about how I learned in school that Genghis Khan was a unifier. Like he started currency. You know, he got a mass currency, established roads. There's a great quote that some men will make a wasteland and call it an empire. And that's what he did. He made roads so that he can get to places to rape and kill people. So it's interesting how you assign good and evil. I just find that interesting. All right, so that was that. I want to do something about political correctness is getting so crazy that pretty soon we're not going to be able to call a ballroom because of ball, because some fucking moron is going to think it's about patriarchy. Like, oh, the meeting's in the ballroom. It's like, oh, did you mean ovary room? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that one, but that could. Someone was telling me, true story, out of New Orleans, a bear was telling me this that came to my talk in Omaha, that the DSA, which is the Democratic some party shit, but he was telling me his buddy was part of that, like wicked lefty shit. And they couldn't go door to door to like hand out leaflets because they thought it was ableist. Ableist, for those of you that aren't awful and might not know what some of these things mean, if you have use of your arms and legs, that makes you abled. And if you're an ableist, means that you flaunt that you're better than everyone by having the use of your arms and legs. So these morons couldn't even go door to door to spread their message because they thought that they were being part of a problem. So I think that might be the end of social justice long term is the fact that they just keep painting themselves into a corner. Like eventually they're going to have to just be jello, like just a gelatinous blob sitting in a bathtub, just obese. Because if you're in good shape, you're being a dick. All right. So there's that idea. There's not going to be any more colored pencils. It's going to be called pencils of color. And they're all going to be gray because some white girl was offended who writes for the show Arrow. I want to tell the story about how one of my dogs once had to have a cone because he was licking his dick too much. He was licking his dick so much it got red. And so we had to put a cone on him because he literally couldn't stop sucking his own dick. And then we came home one day and one of our other dogs was licking his dick for him. And he was just sitting there in his cone, and now it appeared more like one of those frilly collars, and he looked more like a king, and he was just spread eagle as one of our other dogs did what he had to do. You know, he didn't take any joy in it, but when a brother in arms can't get to his own penis, the least you can do is help him out, you know? And that cone proved that man cannot control nature. And that if you try to keep a dog away from sucking his own dick, he'll get someone to suck his dick for him. And I didn't want Sophie to have to go through that, but, you know, she did what she had to do. All right, so those are some joke premises. And if anyone has any other joke premises, feel free to let me know. We got some more PayPals here. What do we got here? And then I'll read the super chats, and then I'll call it a day. Just a heads up, some of YouTube mods are blocking good bears from speaking in your stream. Myself, for instance, wanted to let you know to check Facebook for a message from Natalia. She made a hilarious meme last night. I know you will absolutely love it. Well, let's get rid of some wrenches then. Who is doing this? Who's blocking people, guys? Don't block people that aren't just absurd trolls. Like, why would anyone block that dude? And by the way, I can't really get into, all right, the chat isn't even strong right now. There is no Facebook anymore. Well, I think I might be banned from Facebook. I can't do it right now. JB Dubs, OMG, are you for reals? Did you put a Z at the end of reels? I'm going to take your wrench if you, oh, JB Dubs. All right, I'm going to take your wrench. It's all right. You can get your wrench back. You can get your wrench back. Just not right now. It's no big deal. I'm going to just go on the side of freedom on this one. I'm not mad at you, JP Dubs. I don't even know what happened. I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about, but I'm just going to take that wrench, because having a wrench, what does that do? It doesn't matter. You can get your, I don't want my wrench back, says JP Dubs. That's hilarious. I think you do. I think you want your wrench back. And I think we all know you want your wrench back. And I think we have to earn it. You got power hungry with that wrench. Bad News Bear. Oh, are you Bad News Bear? Ah, I feel bad now. I like Bad News Bear a lot. I didn't recognize JP Dubs. I told you she wanted you to take it off. Oh, good. Good. Too many wrenches. I don't. That's fine. Okay, good. I'm glad no one's upset. And it felt good taking your wrench. Just because I'm a bit of a dick. Okay, it must be lagging because I named the man who was responsible for the genocide. Take Dom's wrench? Maybe I will. Maybe I'll take Dom's wrench too. I'll take Dom's wrench right now. You hear that, Dom? And now you lost your wrench. I'm not even mad at you, bud. I just think it's really funny. I think it's funny. I think that people are trying to act like that their wrench doesn't matter. Well now you see your wrench does matter. Now you felt a little bit of a loss, right? Bit of a wrench aside. Who's up next? Who wants to mess with me? Who wants to throw their wrench around like they're never gonna lose that wrench? Dom, you may get your wrench back. You just got to show me that you really care about it, that you really love it and you need it. So Mo just said Owen is getting power hungry. No, I'm just being the leader I should have always been. You know, just to show that a wrench is not a right, it's a privilege, just like a lot of our freedoms. No, our freedoms are rights, but I think I messed that up. I was about to do like a really good speech. You can, at any time, you can lose anything. And I think we all just learned that. Who's wrench Spartacus? You buy your wrench with blood. So you're going to have to do something real big to get that wrench back for me. And let's just say I have enemies. Brewing Bear says, try to take my wrench. Well, that sounds a little gay, Brewing Bear. I just pictured you like opening some sweatpants and being like, try to take my wrench. All right, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. You guys had fun. Dom, I'll get your wrench back if you do something for me. I just think it's so funny that just happened. Overton Windex. While we were doing this wrench thing, can you unblock Jude Venelin? Yes, I can. How do I do that, though? I have no idea how to unblock people. I do get a little drunk on power sometimes. Does anyone know how to unblock? I don't know how to do it. Oops, I just hit a button. Anyone know how to unblock somebody? Wrench casting couch. That's wicked funny. Oh, ha. Oh, man. Jude was on my tail hard. Yeah, well, we're going to get Jude back. How do we get Jude back? Pirate says, take my wrench from my cold, dead plumber hands. Oh, West Side Bear Crushing. Yeah, the Jude thing was bad. I'll text you directions. But I don't know if I even have my phone on me. Oh, okay. It's not bad. It's funny. It's wicked funny. No, my phone's dead. Like, literally, it's funny. Yeah, my phone's way dead. Right click on their name. Well, that's how you you get them out. But where's the list of blocked people? Does anyone know where the block? How do I do it? I'm gonna get back into what I was talking about, but unless someone tells me, read the super chats too. Oh, I am right now. I just want to get this dude out of jail. I'm gonna pardon him. Owen is about to discover the bodies. All right, I'm gonna pardon this guy. How do I find the dead guys? Not sure. Sorry to distract you on. No, this is fun. This is a good day. Like today in the chat, it's real fun. Go to his YouTube. How do I find his YouTube? How do I go to his YouTube? And I don't think I've ever pardoned anyone. I think I've always just given out death sentences. The Jew Bear, the Bear Jew wants, he's going to test me. If you start doing some stuff, Bear Jew, I will take that wrench right out of your hands. Suck my wrench. That's hilarious. All right, well, not your own. I don't know. Hi, Big Bear. Oh, all right. I'm going to read some of these super chats, and then when I come back up, we can talk about wrenches and unblocks because I want to get to the people. Afton, trying to figure out if Richland event has an age limit. Want to bring my son. He's 17 also. Will you send out event location again? Got my ticket late. Looking forward to seeing you live. Yeah, bring him. There's no, you can bring a 17-year-old. And, yeah, we'll send out directions. Dad joke, waitress comes to table. You want a box for those leftovers? Dad, no, but I'll wrestle you for it. But let me figure this out. You want a box for those leftovers? Dad, no, but I'll wrestle you for it. I don't get that one, Okie Bear. I got to think about that one. Big Bear, did you send out the Stein to me yet? Thanks. I have sent my email twice as you told me to. If you sent the email, I just forwarded them to Amy and she takes care of that. But if you want to send it again, just to be safe, just send again right now. Just so we can double check your number or whatever, your order. But I'm sure we did. We're on that shit. But just send it again, just to be safe. So use joke idea. Uber Eats is a new way for millennials to get boomers to bring them sandwiches. That's funny. What about something more abstract? Because that's actually kind of a good idea. What about like Uber Virtue? Where like it, you know, you Uber experience, where you get life experience from an app, and like a joke about how that you just don't. It's obviously not good. That's funny though, like an app to give them something that's unattainable from an app. No song is sweeter than that of the M2 50 caliber heavy barrel machine gun singing to the overture of Flight of the Valkyries in the Baghdad Night. Recon scouts out. Dude, that sounds amazing. Napoleon was an evil tyrant too. He was. Good strategist though. You're a short bourgeoisie fatty from Democracy Bear. Wow, that was very aggressive this morning. Oh, Brian Peterson. Woo, dude, thank you for that. That was very generous, my friend. That, you might get a wrench for that. Hey, Owen, been listening to you for a long time, but I'm technically retarded, and it took me this long to figure out how to super chat. Here's a hundo. I mean, that's crazy cool, dude. That you just, I'm gonna take the woman out to dinner, try and get her liquored up, even though she's 31 weeks pregnant. And maybe I can make another baby before this one comes out, if you know what I mean. Here's a hundo for lost time. Thank you. My wife has called me Bri Bear for years. Is it taken? If so, can I be Coal Mine Canary Bear? Yeah. Welcome, Coal Mine Canary Bear. Register at unbearablesapp.com. Raccoons don't have to be Democrats. Stop calling me a coon. And stop putting soy in the trash. It's making my raccoon peeny shrink even more. That was from Red Pill Raccoon. I like when you guys do characters. That's funny. Hey, Big Bear, I'm a high schooler in Southern California trying to self-educate in carpentry and blacksmithing. Keep fighting the good fight. I've been in love with Norse mythology. Can I be Rune Bear? Welcome, Rune Bear, on bearablesapp.com. And it's cool you're self-educating and you're learning a trade, because that's way better than college. Don't go to college. Hey, Owen, one of my college professors got tampons put in the men's restroom for inclusion. Thoughts? Well, if he's being funny, that's hysterical. If he's not, you got to get out of that college. Like, you understand how much money you guys are paying to be educated by the biggest dipshits in the world? Like, that professor is insane. Like, imagine that guy trying to teach somebody about doing a balance sheet for a business or anything about life. It's like, oh, well, men also need tampons to put in their dick holes. And I know their argument. They'd be like, well, you know, it just makes it equal. It's like, well, life isn't equal. Like, life isn't the same. Like, why would you need that? Like white people don't get sickle cell anemia. Only black people do. And that's not racist. That's a fact. You don't have to screen white people for sickle cell anemia. At all. Ever. Only black people. And the reason is really interesting. It's about malaria, but we won't need to get into that. What's up with all these fright supremacists people going around the internet talking about a blue whale? I have no idea what that means. Literally none. I'm not in any secret circles or anything. Like, I'm the closest I get to talking about, like, weird shit is when I do these streams. So I don't know anything about the corners of the internet. I've never even been on 4chan, like, ever. I went on Reddit once to post something. I just thought it was, it felt like word chaos. So the closest I get is this to any of that shit. I don't know what people do on these weird chats. Like, none. Like, the other day, I did this to get the moon in a picture. And someone was like, oh, you're throwing up 666? Are you a Satan guy now? I'm like, no, that's the okay symbol, guys. I think we've run this internet thing a little hard these days. Brewing Bear, try to take my wrench. Bro, I'm not going to jerk you off. Suck my wrench. All right, now we're doing some wrench stuff. Hey, Big Bear, I'm a high school. Oh, I read that one. Oh, and I was joking. Dom isn't power hungry. Wrench. Steve. I'm going to give Dom his wrench back. It was funny. I saw your hands play for the first time. Your left hand curls when you play octaves. When you getting key cam? Love you, Heather. That's a good idea. I do need to get a key cam. All right, let me give Dom his wrench back. Where's Dom? Have you heard of how Germany treats Ursula Haverbeck and Monica Schiffer, imprisonment for disbelief in Orthodox history? Now that's a joke. Oh, of course. It's a joke. It's making Holocaust denial illegal is awful. It's such a dumb, and I think Holocaust denial is silly and stupid. It's almost like how, like, little kids, I got you, Dom. It's how little kids talk sometimes. Admire him. But you can't make an idea illegal. Like, your words are violence, but they're just words. What I just said is obviously, that's what the SJWs say, but the way I'm saying is actually the right way. Okay, so you have options. Like, you can combat people with words, which is great because no one ever gets hurt. But if you take away the words, you only get violence. So, that's why when you don't let people say a theory, like, I've come to the conclusion that I'm okay. I'm obviously not okay, but I don't think someone who says that they're attracted to children should be imprisoned. And I'm a dude who wants to execute them. So if someone denies a historical event, how the hell is that punishable by jail? It just makes you sound stupid because then there's no end to it. Then there's also, like, what else can't you talk about? You know? You can't say you're not power hungry with an exclamation point. That's so funny, dude. Oh, good point, Cottington Bear. You can't outlaw being morons. Not enough jails. Totally. Totally. All right, Dom's back. I feel like now Dom is inciting child abuse. No, what if... No, this is... Trust me. I've spent months on this exact topic. If someone says it's evil to do it, but it's okay to feel it, that still bothers me tremendously. Like, there's, to me, I think it's all a game and a trick. It's a way for these sick bastards to just get one step closer to being accepted by society. I think it's a huge problem. That's why I talk about it so much. But if you put them in jail, like, what else do you do? BLM wants ivory towers to be called ebony and ivory towers. That's hilarious. They should be afraid to speak. Right, but that's a cultural issue, not a legal issue. Cultural, not legal. You know what I'm saying? It's that's why I want more people to call out. Like, when the reason the media can get away with that, the reason Vice can say, have a headline that says, I'm a pedophile, not a monster, is because not enough people are like, this is insane. Like, that should make it so no one ever goes to Vice again. you know, like free market stuff, where it's like we should be a better society where if someone says that, they never ever like have any customers again, you know. But for some reason, we're just so lazy and immoral these days that people are just like, oh, whatever. All right, so how do I get Jude out of prison? Anyone know? It's not easy, said David. Oh, it's the hardest thing in the world. That was like when I interviewed Jordan Peterson on this. Oh, I'll check the email. Of all the things I could talk to him about, and I could talk to that man about anything. Like, he's so interesting. I want advice from him about anything or just anything. That's what I talked to him about. Like, how do you know? Like, how do you add account? Like, how do you deal with that? Like, how do you deal with that gray area? I don't have a G. Yeah, maybe if I hit it hard enough. Yeah. My G, by the way, is coming back. It's so cool how I just kind of like, nope, come on, G. It comes and goes. It's almost like my computer's healing itself. I got to send in my email. I'm going to get Jude out, and then I'm going to get out of here. I got a big day today. And again, hugepianist.com. All right, unblock Jude. Oh, that one dude, did he send his video? Oh, well, that's all right. I would super chat this. I just can't afford it. Oh, and I think you really need to stop saying the N-word on stream. Like, nigger and necrophile are fine, but last stream you said neighbor, and the spelling of that word triggers me so much. Tim, that's hilarious. Well, that was... Oh, here we go. Yeah, I don't say N-word. I just won't say it. I just think it makes you sound like a child. How to block, unblock on live stream chats. So now, if you want to unblock them, you just need to go to your channel and go to Creator Studio. After going to Creator Studio, just go to Community. Under Community, go to Settings. All right, let's do this. Community. And then from Community, you go to Settings. Community Settings. Hidden users. Well, I have no blocked users. I just have hidden users. What's Jude's name in here? Man, I got some hidden. Oh, Jude, here we go. I have freed the Jude. The Juden is now free. Oh man, it's so funny how many of my hidden users were just clones of you guys. Like evil Coddington Bear. Like the fake Coddington Bear that was just like, There's evil, there's just a bunch of evil, like evil locomotive breath, evil, because these were some really good bears. So I knew it wasn't really there. Evil me panther, you bear. Wait a minute. I don't think I blocked. I think some of these people are some of the bad bears that have been blocked by some of you guys, which I appreciate because some of those guys literally lost their minds. It was really sad to see. All right, make sure you... Oh, do I got to save? I got to save. Hang on. Moderators. Oh, look at all these moderators. Yeah. Oh, Dom's in there feeling all good about himself. It's great. This is what you can also comment, joke ideas, but also this is what one thing I want you guys to comment. This is what I'm interested in also. Is, the Juden is now free. Tell me an experience of some time in your life when someone just went like crazy, like something that you didn't see coming, where so, like a normal seeming person just kind of like lost their mind, and how, because this is what's been bothering me lately. It's like, what are the signs sometimes that someone's like legit crazy versus like interesting crazy? Ken says my ex-wife. Yeah, with relationships, I think that happens a lot. I saw my brother go insane from bilingual lack of sleep. Yeah. Connington, I just PayPal'd you a joke idea. Well, thank you. I think a lot of ex-wives, people have had that happen. Do you still hate me, Ben, from Jack Sparrow? No. I'm oblivious to a lot of drama. I just sometimes get real wrench power where I just want to... I just want to put a lot of people in the gulag. That's why I'm never going to get into politics, because I think there's a chance I'd be like, all right, Lena Dunham, time for you to go to jail. I could see myself becoming a dictator. You know, because in my mind, I'd do everything right. That's the thing. It's like, in my mind, I'd be like, well, I'd fix everything. But I know that's always bad. It's weird when you know that. That's why I don't do heroin. I've never done heroin, because I know I would like it. Like, there's no way I wouldn't. People, like, love it. So that's why I don't want to get into politics. I don't want an aircraft carrier because I would be like, man, I've been getting so annoyed by Portugal lately. This Portuguese guy just bumped into me and didn't even say, sorry. All right, guys, let's go bomb Portugal. I don't want those people breeding. Can you imagine? There you go. That's the switch in your head that separates us from commies. Right. It's true. I could easily be that. I could be like Stalin. I don't know about Stalin. No, I think it would be more Lenin. No, I still couldn't be that guy. I don't know. No, not Stalin. Stalin was a psychopath. Stalin was a genetic psychopath. I'm trying to think of who would be the guy. I can't think of a good idea. Oh, Pinochet. Yeah. Totally. I could see that. I could see being like, all right, time for some helicopter rides. And that's bad. Like, I know that's, I just, all right, quit stalling. All right, I'm going to keep reading. Like, one individual can't like restructure society to make it better. And I know that. And so that's why if someone gave me power to be dictator over America, it would be real hard to say no, but I absolutely would say no. Because I don't trust myself like doing heroin. That's why I don't do it. All right. Everyone should have tampons in their bug bag. Very versatile and useful survival piece. Plug holes, filter, water, fire starter. Yeah, and a maxi pad is good for wounds. Like when I hit my foot with the axe and I had that big gash in my foot, I put a maxi pad on it and it worked awesome. Who's the homeless guy that took over the Bears live stream? On the real, can I be entered as a Muse Bear? Yeah. Welcome, Muse Bear. Go to unbearablesapp.com and go ahead and register. Damon Wayans versus guy who debated Jordan Pete. Joke, watch in living color. Black folk using meaningless Ebonics to sound smart. Oh, dude, I love that sketch. A bunch of people sent me that sketch. It's hilarious. Owen, I can't afford many characters. I emailed you. I read it, Tim. Thanks for all you do. Love to you and your family and the Bears. Can I be Brell Bear? Welcome, Brell Bear. Go to the app. I take in teens and also play by ear. Watching your hands connects dots in their brain. It's powerful. Key cam? I need to do a key cam. I think you're right. Because it's about the visual shapes. Because that's how I learned, too. Was watching the shapes more than just the sound. Not more than, but it was part of it. Coder Bear, there was a feature request in the app for a bot to send a G every 5 minutes so you'd always have one on hand to copy and paste. That's hysterical. You're like, why is there so many G's? It's almost like that's why we're in Oman is because there's a route over Afghanistan where there's always like one of these giant planes. Because a lot of people don't realize it takes so long to deploy a plane and get somewhere. So there's always one nearby. So they're on these like missions of constantly circling and circling and circling. And that's funny to make it about a G. Men need to sheathe the sword. This is from Trigger Bear. Not just figuratively, but their actual ween. Men need to be more discriminatory with their dick. But when it's time to pull, go for it. Don't hold back. No condom, no birth control. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is if you have a safety net, sometimes you don't live as smartly. That's what I think happened with birth control. I think birth control had some real negative effects on society because when you don't have to, when the stakes lower, you start acting like an asshole. That's why I like, right now I like Walter to fall and stuff and feel the pain of mistakes, but low stakes, like 2 feet off the ground climbing. Because I can't just tell him his whole life like what to do, like don't go there. So I think that's what happened with condoms, where it's like, or birth control, where it's like if there's no repercussions at all, people just start being less discriminatory with who they have sex with. And that's why discrimination is important. And that's why the left is so against discrimination on all levels, because discrimination is what empowers the individual. You say the real N-word is no. It's saying, I don't want that person around me. I don't want that person. I don't want to have sex with that person. I don't want to eat that. You know, the whole inclusivity means you think about that. The concept is so profound. Inclusivity is a lack of power for the individual. It's saying you have to include everything. Like, you can't say no to anything. You can't decide who you're around. You can't have freedom of association or freedom of speech or the right to defend yourself. That's what that means. It's really bad. Like, inclusivity literally means you don't get to discriminate anything. And discrimination is how you set up your fortress, your body, your thoughts, your actions, your friendships. And I think people are finally waking up to a lot of these things when they see what really is coming from a lot of these ideas. Because so many people were just like, oh yeah, there's gay people should be allowed to have freedom, all this stuff. And then you see the trick. You see the trick of like, well, now you can't, you have to allow everything. And I think one of the big ones was the MAPS, the minor attracted persons. You know, that's what really sent me down some holes, was when people started doing this stuff with children. With adults, if adults want to do this inclusivity, no discrimination stuff, that's their decision. But like a five-year-old, like with the trans thing and all that stuff, no, that's where you plant your flag and you die on that hill. And it's so funny now being a comedian, because I've attracted a lot of people that that respected that about me, where it's like, the hill to die on, I'll die on that hill with you, Big Bear, you know? And now I'll do some joke, like just some random joke, and someone's like, this is not the hill to die on. I'm like, you know I'm a comedian, right? Like, I say wild, funny shit for a living. I don't do the hill to die on thing that often. In fact, I did it. That was the first time in my life I really did that. And so that's an interesting little thing when I'm like talking about something in the news and making some funny angle on it. And someone's like, oh, this isn't the hill to die on. I'm like, you realize this is what I do. This is like my life. And when people are like, oh, why do you care so much about just this dumb shit? It's a waste of time. I'm like, that's like saying, why do you stare at this hunk of wood and iron and strings so much? It's like, oh, because I'm a piano player. Like, why do you play the same song 1,000 times in a row? Like, why? It's a waste of time. It's like, no, that's what I do. If you think about how much time went into being a skilled piano player, it's pretty mind-blowing. And it's interesting. Like, I'm not a political activist. That was another thing about the Shapiro thing yesterday, about how I told you that Roseanne wasn't an ally to conservatives. It's like, no, she's a wild animal. She's a comedian. I don't get how everything now has to be politicized. It's like some people just want to talk some shit. I think the division in people with right, left, a lot of times is simply free will versus determinism. And I think the right gravitates more towards free will, empowering the individual, and the left gravitates more towards collectivism, groupthink, and determinism. That life is a math equation playing out, and there's no difference between a human being and a animated child's toy. It's just it's just about the complexity of the code. And I don't believe that. And I think that's a major difference in humans. But everything else, like how you feel about the North Korea talks, it's like this is just fodder for humor. It doesn't. It's weird. All right, I think I'm gonna wrap this up. I'll check the PayPals. Okay, this is from Brian. I don't know what to do. There's no way I can drive 5 hours without knowing the venue for Richland. And nobody has answered my emails. The Bears think they are secret agents keeping the address secret. No, tell this person. Brian Skaggs. Tell Brian Skaggs where the venue is. I just can't put it on the internet. And I get like, I don't know, 1,000 emails a day. And I'm not trying to say that to get rid of my responsibility to write you back. But just know that no one's trying to trick you or anything. It's a defensive measure, because I had 7 venues cancel in a row. And trust me, it's a lot more inconvenient to have 1,000 people not know where the venue is because it was just canceled than what we do. So we'll take care of it. And Amy, I think she just sent out the email. And any bear that, if any of you guys asking each other, just let each other know. It's all good. For me, it's that like, it's the whole having it out on the internet, because that'll gravitate to some real, real nasty people. Lindsay, hi, my husband is still trying to figure out a bear name, but may I be verified as Lioness Married to a Bear? Yes, that's hilarious. We live on a res, and I'm now realizing It can be my Indian name as well. Regardless, together, he and I are looking into raising a beautiful cub. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Much love from North Idaho. Love it. And the final PayPal joke idea. Stalin, fun fact, Time Magazine, two-time man of the year, 39-42, showing he's twice the man Hitler was. Time Magazine's man of the year, 38, which can be tied to the fact that the Parkland Five, you know, the only five kids who survived the Parkland Massacre, made the Time 100 this year. I know. Well, Time is just propaganda. It's not an honor to be Time Man of the Year. Like Peterson or Dan Carlin, those guys will never be Time Man of the Year. And what they do for people is just mind-blowingly better. Oh, well, there's a bunch more that I should read here. Kendra. Hi, Owen. Been watching your live streams for about a month now and wanted to say thank you for the community you have created. I can't wait for Portland on Saturday. Totally. All right. A friend and I will be driving from Eugene, Oregon, a cesspool of far leftism and socialism, where it has become nearly impossible to meet open-minded peers. I have noticed myself recently shrinking into silence for fearing alone. I'm grateful for voices like yours to remind me how important it is to stay committed to truth and stand up for it no matter how uncomfortable that may be. I registered at unbearablesapp.com. Can you verify me as Poppy Bear? Welcome, Poppy Bear, Kendra. So yeah, I mean, that's important. It's important to speak what you know to be true in this world, because the more people are silenced that know something, the closer we get to that future that we're all scared of. Like, evil happens when good people don't act. And I really think that's important for you guys to, you don't have to be like, run your mouth at a party or take over conversations or rant or any of that shit, but don't silence yourself. You only are alive once. You know, if you're Hindu, you might think something else, but why live your life silent because someone else doesn't want to be offended? Like, don't give up your power. Like, don't give it up. You only get one of these. And I'm telling you from experience, it's like, it's not worth it to do that. Why? So you can keep going to one coffee shop, or so your coworkers, don't look at you weird? They're going to look at you weird. Wait till socialism takes over. Want to know who then you'll have to worry about? The jailer or the firing squad. It's so important in this world. And the older I get and the more this world becomes our country in America, and I know England's 10 times worse, but the more I see the importance of speaking what you know to be true, because if not, you almost deserve it. You know, no one deserves what they want to do, but in that moment, you have to think like, oh, I could have stopped this. And not like, I could have gotten better fire insurance stuff. I'm talking about like, you silence your word. That's huge. That's a very, very bad thing to do in life. It ruins marriages. It ruins society. It ruins friendships. Don't silence yourself. Because another thing is, you'll be surprised how little people really are going to come at you. They come at me because I was approved by the soy mafia, by Hollywood, and I gave it up. And that made them look so bad that they became the eye of siren on me. But in your life, like, here's one thing. I try as hard as I can to speak honestly all the time, even dumb stuff, like even the littlest stuff, like with my wife. Like, let's say let me think of an example. I don't know. I didn't close a door, right? That's such a stupid example. I'm just going to use it. You can plug it into anything. And in your mind, you just think of this thing where you're just like, no, I closed the door. Oh, it's open. It must have blown open by the wind or something. Just literally say, oh, I didn't close the door. I will now. They don't care. And that happens all the time when you're like my brother, I was late for doing tree work a couple days ago, like over an hour late. And that's why I wrote that shitting in the pants joke about the having one car. I could have just been like lied. Like, I could have just been like, just said something that wasn't at all true to avoid any argument. I just said like the thing about the waiting on a kid who just shit his pants, and he just laughed. Like, he wasn't mad at me. So just apply that to everything. And if they are mad, they get over it. Your friends and your family and your coworkers and everybody around you long term will always like you more Or like, and if they don't like you, it's good riddance if you speak what is true, or what you see is true. If you, when you use manipulative, twisted language, or when you use language to manipulate and to get something for yourself, like if you have an agenda with your words, people sense it. They sense it, and over time, they resent you for it, even if they can't put their finger on it. Keep crushing it, Big Bear. You've helped me dealing growing up around the soy-sucking Seattle and getting through my first year of the leftist cesspool that is college. Can I be verified as Laissez Bear? Yeah, that's a great one, Laissez Bear. Dude, let's be boys. I'm moving to Washington, not Seattle though, the country of Washington, but somewhat near Seattle, like maybe an hour away, hour and a half. Let me check Super Chats and then I'm gonna roll. This room is better than church. Key cam videos. Thank you, Heather. I'd like to know how many on the left are on meds. I was put on SSRIs after TBI and I became super leftist. I go back to normal years after stopping. That's 100% a factor. You get kids on Adderall and shit too early. Adderall's, if you ever take Adderall, it should only be as a an adult and be wary of it. You know, you can get a real you can get what's that called? When you don't feel it anymore, a fucking tolerance. But kids on Adderall, they don't develop properly. There's nothing wrong with being a boy. Oh, by the way, and if you were a kid on Adderall, again, not attacking you. There's a lot of exceptions. I was on corn syrup. You know, I like looking back at some of the shit that I ate or did as a kid. You know, I got fat for a while too before I hit a big growth spurt, which is probably worse for you than Adderall in some ways, just being a little fat kid. But yeah, like that life of medicating your emotions or medicating nature. It's one thing if you have clinical depression, like you're gonna fucking kill yourself if you're not on meds. That shit's probably saved lives. Because depression runs in my family. Like my great uncle shot himself. My dad had depression. My brothers had depression. I've never really had it. I've been sad, obviously. But if there's people that they literally are like, oh, dude, I need some just something so I don't die. I personally think you're probably not living a healthy life, or you're not speaking honestly, you're not drinking enough water, exercising, you don't get enough sleep, you hate your job, you sit too much. There's a lot of shit that makes you depressed where your body's screaming at you. Like you have to change something in your life, but I also don't want to be the guy that tells someone with a fucking gun in his mouth not to take a pill to help them out. But yeah, for sure, it makes you. These drugs definitely change the way you view the world. Like SSRIs, almost every shooter is on those because they'll remove your anxiety or your voice, your conscience that says, like, don't bring a gun to school. You just become on this lazy river of just agreeing with anything. Dom, love all you bears. Oh, I'm glad you got your wrench back, buddy. You decide to move your fingers and toes. You also can allow someone else to decide for you. Either way, you cut it. It's free will. Yeah. Well, the argument is that it's all a math equation, that it's all A to B to C to D. So everything you say and do is simply because of upbringing, biology, you know, just dominoes falling. And that you think you have free will, but really it's just the result of the previous thing. And I find that to be a masturbatory exercise. Where that's the thing that kind of had me fall out with Sam Harris and listening to Sam Harris is when a listener said, "What do you? How do you teach that to a child? Like, how do you teach a kid how to live his life when he has no free will?" And he said, "You lie." And there was a big laugh, and that stuck to me, and it still sticks with me when I'm like, "That's a problem." Like, how do you live your life if you don't have agency? And everything he says is with action words. It's with verbs and nouns and all this stuff with I do, I am, I. So it's if it's all meaningless, what's the point of any of it? And I think that that's almost like a manipulative way to keep people docile. Where once someone thinks like, oh, I have no control over anything in my life, they're a lot easier to control. And I find that to be really dangerous. Again, I feel people should have the right to say it and believe it. It should not be illegal like Holocaust denial in Germany. But I think it breeds nihilism, and I also think it's wrong. And I just think that it's so arrogant to think like that. It's so arrogant to think like you figured out how life works. Well, go ahead and build some life then. Try and do it without conception and a whole process that you don't know about. Because I've interviewed some of the highest level scientists in the world. I've hung out with people on the cutting edge of biotechnology and physics and space travel and all this stuff. And they don't know. They're really smart. They're good with systems. But they don't know. There's no secret that we're not being told. You know, they don't know shit. You know, even the mapping of the human genome and all that, they don't know that much. They know more in a lot of ways, more about specifics, like more about like the specific allele area that makes your fucking hair kind of curly or some shit, but they couldn't make a fucking ant. And they don't know why we're multicelled. They don't know how life started. Oh, a soup. Oh, just like a carbon soup? Okay. That's your answer? It's... Hey, Owen, love what you do? I could listen while I'm working on the road as a mechanic. I live in Saskatchewan. Can I be Sask Bear? Welcome, Sask Bear. Cowboy here. I need help in a bad way. My one-year-old has been chronically constipated for 9 minutes now, and nothing we tried has worked. Parents, bears. Oh, 9 months. I thought you were joking. Sorry, cowboy. I thought you were saying 9 minutes, and I'm sorry for laughing. Parents, bears, please DM me on Twitter at MALUEGR for ideas to help her. Yeah, dude, this guy's a great guy. Hit him up. At Mal, MALUEGR. I guarantee you there's some mama bears out there that know something. So his one-year-old has been chronically constipated for 9 months. So help him out. I thought it was 9 minutes, and I thought that was hilarious, where it's like, oh, they haven't shit in 9 minutes, so something's horrifying. Cody, hey, Owen, I enjoy watching your streams when I'm at work. You taught me what it's like to stand up for what I believe in. I work security, so can I be verified a security bear? There may be a security bear. Go to unbearablesapp.com, and you might have to add something to it. But, yeah, welcome. The bear Jew wants you to give him the finger. No, I'm not going to give him that fucking... I'm not going to give him that. Dulev got the finger yesterday. Now the bear Jew wants to feel like he's part of that. And I'm not just going to give it to him because he asks. Oh, someone says, I use prune juice with my four-year-old. That's from Spartacus. No, bear Jew, you get no middle finger. You get nothing more from us, Goyim. You've taken enough. Don't you think so, bear Jew? What's the deal with kombucha? Is it worth it? A little piece of soap goes a long way. Dom, post a link from the Discord. I don't believe that you can stop streaming ever. Oh, no, I'm getting off right now. Oh, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me to give you the finger like yesterday, what I did with Dulev. But you don't get what Dulev gets. I made that decision because I have agency over myself, because I believe in free will. I will give you no finger. All right, guys, much love. And if you want tickets, hugepianist.com/specials if you want to buy a special. I will be joined by the great Eric Nimmer this whole run up here in the Northwest. The bear Jew just said free will, LOL. Did you really laugh out loud at the concept of free will? Because that means you're an idiot. I love all you bears, Sparky Bear. All right, proof Owen not run by Jews. Well, it's not proof I'm not run by Jews. You know, I need those shekels. I mean, how the hell else am I supposed to buy myself some nice shorts? That means you are an idiot. Bingo. Unbearablesapp.com. We're going to be sued by the Care Bears. Oh, no, the Care Bears got nothing. I know their whole legal defense. The Bear Jew, surrender your Jew gold now. He'll never give it up. I've tried. I drank one night with the Bear Jew till like literally 4 o'clock in the morning. And every like hour on the hour, I'd be like, how fun is this? He's like, dude, I love the Bears, man. This is like the most fun ever. I'm like, yeah, right? So give me that gold. And he'd be like, what gold? And then he like switched gears right back into what we know he's capable of. And then we get all excited again. And then I'd just be like, and the gold. And he'd be like, what gold? So there's no way that you're going to get Bear Jew's gold. You don't even get, like you'll get nothing from him. He'll give you nothing. Hey, when I sent you two pics from Braz Bear, they're hilarious. I'll check them out. That's seriously genius. What did Democracy Bear say? Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks, Dulab. Hugepianist.com/subscribe or patreon.com/WDTL to support. Because we'll never have commercials. And that's how that's done. And not having commercials is important. I've realized it's wicked important. Like, not having commercials, it's kind of like deciding you never want to be a dictator. You don't think – I've been offered commercial stuff. I've read commercials before where you get like $5,000 just to read a fucking sentence. You don't think that's really, really, really hard to say no to. But the thing is it's just like being a dictator. It's like it slowly creeps in that you're beholden. I'd way rather be in the service of the people who listen and watch this than from companies, because I don't trust the agenda of institutions. I think that something happens when the human being is made secondary to a corporation. Don't get me wrong, I have a corporation. I own Benjamin Incorporated. It's a, you know, I pay myself, it's better for taxes and shit. I'm not saying corporations are evil or anything. I'm just saying I don't want that to influence what I say or do or any of my jokes. And the reason I can do that is because you guys support the show. So it's a win-win. If you're short on money, you just had a baby, you're saving up for a house, no worries at all. I don't ever feel obligated at all. But if you want to just keep rocking and rolling, that's a good way to help out. And it also lets me budget like what we can do in the future. So, all right. Much love, everybody. And be good to each other. And I'll see you. Well, today's Thursday. So I may be doing a live stream tomorrow. I might not. So don't hold me to that. I might have to be driving to Richland. I don't know. I got to buy a piano too. I'm going to give away the piano at the end too, at the third show. Maybe someone in Bellevue. Because I hate flying with pianos. They usually break. Oh, last one. Do you think men communicate through mockery of each other? Yeah. Well, they show friendship through mockery sometimes. Not all men. Certain cultures of men do that. I do that. Some people I know do that. Some people don't. But it's a way. It's gentle jabbing. Because I realized why. It's the same reason wolves wrestle and baby bears, literally cubs, will wrestle and nibble and bite and wrestle. That's what we do with words. We allow each other from the time we're children to deal with insults and deal with weaknesses that someone could attack. So that way, when someone outside of the tribe attacks you, you're strong. It's like sparring. It's like rolling in jiu-jitsu. It's except it's verbal and emotional, and it's really important. So that way, when you grow up, you're not a snowflake. You're not one of these guys that's like, I'm offended. It's like, well, you should have learned how to not be offended when you were a child by your friends. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Hey, Bear Jew. You don't get it. You don't get it until I get that goal.